It's our Spring Fun Drive on Michigan Radio. This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. All through this current session of the state legislature, Detroit Free Press Lansing reporter Kathy Gray has been tracking bills, what's pending, what's passed, and what Governor Snyder has signed. Well, let's take a look at the latter, the 16 bills that have been signed into law by the governor. Kathy's with us now from Lansing. Kathy, give us a sense of proportion here. We've got 16 bills signed into law, but how many more bills and resolutions were actually introduced in the House and Senate?
They're approaching 700 bills and more than 125 resolutions that they've already introduced this year. And the governor has signed 16 of those. So, you know, the legislative process takes kind of a long time.
I'm gathering, I'm thinking of hundreds of these getting introduced, and then the comparatively tiny number that actually trickle their way onto the gubernatorial desk.
Well, about 40% of the bills in the last legislative session ended up on the governor's desk. There was well over 1,000 bills that were introduced last legislative session. I think that they were approaching 1,500, and about 40% of those ended up becoming law.
Can you give us a quick rundown of the laws that have been signed, these 16 laws?
Sure. The first bill he signed, the first two bills he signed, set March 8, 2016 for the presidential primary next year, which is kind of interesting, seeing as all of a sudden he's been fueling rumors that he might run for president. We don't know if that's going to happen or not.
But you haven't seen that.
The first two bills, yes, those were the first two bills that he signed. He also signed some bills regarding firearms, several bills regarding firearms. One would eliminate county gun licensing boards and transfer that authority to the Michigan State Police and to county clerks. He signed a bill that would give $24.7 million from the Natural Resources Trust Fund into different projects for recreation development in the state and for purchasing land for recreation in the state. He signed a bill that gives $3 million to autism programs at several universities around the state. And he has signed some budget bills, too, that, as you may recall, we all of a sudden came up with a $325 million shortfall in the budget this year because of business tax credits that were being cashed in by businesses that have been given out long ago. And so they passed some bills that made up for that difference, the $325 million hole. And last week, he signed some bills that prohibit people from using drones when they want to hunt or using drones to harass hunters. So that's just, it's kind of a mishmash of bills.
It really does.
Signed into law so far.
In fact, I'm kind of wondering, are there any insights from all of this for what we might see going forward?
Well, right now we're deep into the budget season, and that's going to be taking up most of the air in the room in the Capitol for the next several weeks as the legislators, House and Senate, pass out budgets that are going to fund the state for the next year. So that's going to be the big thing. But some big things are coming up, too. Some adoption bills that would allow faith-based agencies to decide who they're going to and who they're not going to adopt to. Those are coming up for a final committee hearing this week. The big thing this week is major reforms to no-fault auto insurance. You know, there's a lot of things that are coming up, whether or not they make it to the governor's desk before they go on their summer break. That's another thing.
Is there anything that we can glean from all of this about the relationship between the governor and this legislature?
Well, there's definitely been some differences of opinion. The governor has come out and said that he would veto religious freedom bills if they came to his desk, which would allow businesses to refuse service to gay weddings for same-sex couples. So there's been that. There's been some differences on the budgets, and there's been some skepticism from Governor Snyder on these adoption bills that are coming to him. So we don't know if he'll sign those if it gets to him. So there's definitely been some differences that have been popping up between the governor and the legislature.
Detroit Free Press Lansing reporter Kathy Gray. Always good checking in with you from Lansing. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Thanks, Cindy.